This is Terry Medell, DO Dictating an Attorney Letter to Marsha Kossel, attorney at law of the firm Lee Kossel, whatever, address on file. Dear Ms. Kossel, per your request for a independent medical evaluation on your client, Shredrick Pittman, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is S-H-R-E-D-D-R-I-C-K. There's double D in there. S-H-R-E-D-D-R-I-C-K. Last name Pittman, P-I-T-T-M-A-N. On August 13th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I took the history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. This was a very serious motorcycle accident, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old male, height 5'8", weight 195 pounds, involved in a workman's compensation motorcycle accident, period. He was riding a motorcycle as a funeral escort on or about July 1st, 2022. He was south on US 31 with his lights and sirens on when a vehicle coming out of LA Fitness pulled out in front, forcing patient's motorcycle to hit the car, period. The patient was thrown from the bike and ejected into the air. He hit the windshield and then the ground, period. He was initially unconscious, period. He was revived by EMT, period. He had pain when he woke in the hospital in his neck, comma, right knee, comma, chest, comma, right arm, comma, abdomen, diffuse pain in the hips, as well as diffuse pain in most of his body, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he's still having pain and diminished range of motion involving his right knee, right shoulder, right arm, and he is unable to move his right arm at all, period. He can move his finger slightly, period. He still has pain in his neck, period. He was told that he has a brachial plexus injury with 4 out of 8 nerves severed, period. He was told that he had a tear to his right knee, period. He had a nerve injury to his neck, period. He was told that he had a clavicular fracture in 2 places on the right, period. He was told that he had fractured vertebra in his neck, as well as 2 fractured ribs, period. He was told that he had a fracture of his right arm with 3 fractures of his wrist, period. New paragraph. In reference to his right brachial plexus injury, he severed several of his nerves, period. He is unable to move the right arm at all, period. He has some movement of some of the fingers, period. He was treated with medicine and physical therapy, as well as a failed surgery on March 17th of 23, period. He states that he had an intercostal nerve from his ribs transplanted to the right arm in an attempt to restore mobility at the elbow, but to date, it was unsuccessful, period. He has severe pain that is constant with severe painful surges of pain, period. It is described as a steady burning sensation, period. It is also described as a needle prickly sensation with surges of lightning bolts that radiate from the elbow to the fingertips, period. The pain ranges from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. His right knee pain has been treated with medicine and physical therapy, period. He was told that he will need a knee replacement at a later date. However, it was somewhat contributed by pre-existing arthritis, period. The right knee pain hurts 12 hours per day, period. It is worse with movement, period. It is described as a dull weakness type pain, period. His knee gives out 1/3 of the month, period. The pain intensity is on a good day of 7 out of 10 and a bad day 9 out of 10, period. It was a non-radiating pain and was told that he had tear of his tendons, period. New paragraph. His neck pain was treated with a collar and a brace. He did have an EMG, period. He was told that there were at least a couple fractures, period. It is a constant throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the fingertips, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen at Methodist emergency room via ambulance. He was admitted for approximately 1 month, period. He was transferred to the VA during the hospitalization, period. He had a surgery of an intercostal transplant of the nerve in 2023, period. During the hospitalization, fluid was removed from his lungs at Methodist Hospital, period. He was taught at the VA to walk again with physical therapy, period. Soon after, Workman's Compensation got involved, and he saw a neurologist at Ortho Indy, and also Ortho Indy monitored his knee and arm. He was seen regularly from October of 22 to January of 24, period. He was seen by a total of two branches of Ortho Indy, as well as Northwest Ortho Indy, period. He saw Dr. Robinson for his knee, period. He had physical therapy at ATI for a few months, period. He was seen by another occupational physical therapist, period. He was seen at Select PT in Canby, Indiana from October of 22 to April of 24, period. He was seen at the Hand and Shoulder Center in Indianapolis on or about December of 22. He was advised to have a transplant surgery, and it was done by them at St. Vincent's on 86th Street on March 17th of 23. He followed up with physical therapy and also surgeons Dr. Peck and Dr. Puri, P-U-R-I, period. New paragraph. Activity of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with hygiene such as washing himself, comma, problems dressing himself, comma, scratching his left arm, comma, cutting meat and vegetables, comma. He can't close a bread bag, comma, cooking, comma, shaving, comma, tying his shoes, comma, do any activities with his right arm such as folding linen, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, working on cars, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, walking over 3 blocks, comma, standing over 40 minutes, comma, sports such as roller skating, comma, basketball, comma, baseball, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for diabetes, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, and pain meds, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes pain medicine as well as Cymbalta, comma. He requires a Lyrica-type medicine, comma, exercises, comma, a cane as needed, and the cane was not needed until this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis. New paragraph, past surgical history is 2023, an intercostal nerve transplant due to this automobile accident, period. As a child, his left wrist was lacerated with glass, and he had a few stitches without permanency, period. His left palm, as a child, when he lacerated his palm, and he was sutured without permanency, period. Tonsil surgery, comma, and a laceration to the head in 1989 with sutures and no permanency, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his right brachial plexus in the past period. The patient never injured his right arm in the past period. The patient never had loss of function of his right arm, period. The patient never had a clavicular fracture in the past. The patient had never had broken bones in the past, period. The patient never had nerve damage in any part of his body, period. The patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never injured his right knee in the past, but he did have arthritis pre-existing this automobile accident, period. This accident did aggravate his right knee pain by 20%, period. He did have occasional right knee pain preceding this automobile accident, period. He has not had prior motorcycle accidents, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor ones and none required treatment, period. In 1997, he had a work laceration of his legs with no major treatment, period. His left thumb was smashed at work in 1996 with no significant treatment, period. He had some childhood arm lacerations, as noted above, with no permanency, period. In 1989, in the military, he had a head laceration with sutures and no permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that he was given disability August of 2021 for rheumatoid arthritis, period. Despite disability, he worked part-time as a motorcycle escort, period. Presently, and due to this injury, he was not able to return to work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. There were a couple thousand pages of medical records, period. Report from the emergency room at IU Methodist Hospital, July 1st, 2022. He was admitted on the 1st and discharged on July 12th. They state presents as a trauma 1 status post MVC. A motorcyclist who collided with a car. Positive loss of consciousness at scene, period. Patient currently complains of headache, comma, chest pain, comma, back pain, period. Patient also complaining of loss of sensation or motor control in his right upper extremity, period. There was a large amount of edema infiltrating through the right neck soft tissue and musculature, period. X-rays of the hand 2 view showed comminuted fracture at the proximal base of the fifth metacarpal, period, impacted distal radius fracture, period. X-ray of the knee showed joint effusion. X-rays of the radius and ulna comminuted and minimally impacted fracture at the distal right radius at the wrist without dislocation, period. Fracture base of the fifth metacarpal, period. X-rays of the wrist, minimally comminuted and impacted fracture at the distal right radius at the wrist. And a non-displaced fracture base of the fifth metacarpal. CT of the chest showed fractures of the right first and second ribs, period. Transverse process fractures at T1 and T2. Slightly displaced fracture of the right anterior lateral fifth rib, period. Bleeding, active bleeding within the paraspinal musculature at the base of the right neck, period. Right midclavicular fracture, period. subarachnoid hemorrhage, displaced fractures involving the right transverse processes of C5, 6, and 7, period. Also down to the levels of T2 and T3 as well, period. Fractures involving the right transverse processes of T1 and T2. Occlusion of the distal V is in victory. Distal V1 and proximal V2 segments of the right vertebral artery. X-rays of the pelvis done. CTA of the neck showed subarachnoid hemorrhages. Displaced fractures involving the right transverse processes of the C5, 6, and C7 vertebra. Fractures involving the right transverse processes of T1 and T2. Occlusion of the distal V1 and the proximal V2 segments of the right vertebral artery associated with right-sided multilevel transverse process fractures. Displacing comminuted right lateral clavicular fractures as described above, period. On examination, will not move right upper extremity, comma, decrease sensation to the entire volar aspect of the right upper extremity, tachycardia, comma, and decrease sensation, period. Records from IU Methodist Hospital admitting note. Long list of injuries, including multiple small SAH. S is in Sam, A is in Andrew, H is in Harry. So multiple small SAH, comma, epidural hemorrhage, comma, nasal spine fracture minimally displaced, comma, C2-3 anterior epidural hemorrhage, comma, C3-4 SAH within the fecal sac, comma, C4-5 asymmetrical right-sided intraspinal hemorrhage, comma, right posterior cervical space and right lateral paraspinal soft tissue edema / hemorrhage, comma, right C5, comma, C6, comma, and C7 transverse process fracture, comma, right T1 and T2 transverse process fracture, comma, right vertebral artery, BIFFL/Denver scale grade 4, comma, asymmetrical right greater than left prevertebral space edema / hemorrhage extending from C1-2 level to upper thoracic T2-3 level, comma, extrapleural hemorrhage of the right lung apex, comma, right midclavicular fracture, comma, pulmonary contusions, comma, posterior right 1-2 rib fractures, comma, right anterior lateral fifth rib fracture, slightly displaced, comma, right transverse process fractures T1-2, comma, mesenteric contusions, comma, small left knee joint effusion, comma, right distal radius fracture minimally comminuted, comma, and mildly comminuted right fifth metacarpal fracture, period. More CT results showing subarachnoid hemorrhages, displaced fractures, multiple levels, as well as the comminuted clavicular fracture, period. ATI physical therapy progress note, October 24th, 2022, presents to physical therapy with signs and symptoms consistent of right knee pain and right brachial plexopathy, period. Blankenship Vocational Services note, that's BLANKENSHIP, March 19th, 24, identified a fractured clavicle, comma, fractured ribs, comma, fracture of the ulna / wrist, comma, as well as a right knee injury and a right shoulder and neck injury, period. A diagnosis of panbrachial plexopathy. Mr. Pittman suffered permanent neurological injury in that he continues to have severe functional difficulty using the right hand as well as his arm, period. Dr. Peck identified right brachial plexus panplexopathy and performed a right brachial plexus neurolysis, N-E-U-R-O-L-Y-S-I-S, right brachial plexus neurolysis, and a right intercostal nerve transfer of intercostal nerve 3, comma, intercostal nerve 4, comma, and intercostal nerve 5, period. Reviewing the findings of the staff at IU Methodist Hospital, one finds a diagnosis of brachial plexus injury, comma, right distal radius fracture, comma, right fracture of the base of the fifth metatarsal bone on the right hand, comma, right clavicular fracture, comma, and problems with the heart as a result of the impact from hitting the ground, period. There was both a mild left and a mild right atrial dilation, period. Additionally, Mr. Pittman suffered from increased pleural effusion, tachycardia, and shortness of breath, period. I am unaware of any full-time type employment for which he would be physically capable of performing, period. Mr. Pittman is a right-hand dominant individual whose right hand is held in a sling against his body, period. He is not a candidate for employment, period. Ortho Indy notes August 25th, 2022. His current complaints are pain in the right shoulder, comma, lack of function of the right upper extremity, secondary to brachial plexus injury, period. The patient also sustained a right clavicular fracture in the accident, period. Assessment 1, brachial plexopathy, 2, right clavicular fracture, 3, fracture of the right distal radius, period. Ascension St. Vincent's, Indianapolis, date of service, March 17th, 2023. Discharge date, March 19th, 2023. Procedure performed was 1, right brachial plexus neurolysis, 2, right intercostal nerve transfers, period. Post-op diagnosis is right brachial plexus panplexopathy, period. Notes from Ortho Indy Northwest, October 3rd, 2023, assessment 1, brachial plexopathy, 2, avulsion of the cervical nerve root, 3, cervical pain, period. Records from Select Physical Therapy, September 18th, 2023, patient reports that he does not have a lot of pain in the knee, but rather knee instability, period. Recent EMG shows that brachial plexus injury is not expected to improve, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing his medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work motorcycle accident of July 1st of 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On examination by me, August 13th, 2024, Dr. Mandel, the patient was in exquisite pain as determined on his history, period. The patient presents with a severe abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed several scars, unsightly in nature, from this automobile accident, period. There was a 6-centimeter horizontal scar involving the right upper abdomen due to laceration, period. There was a 7-centimeter vertical scar involving the right clavicular area, as well as an irregular wide scar, 4.5 centimeters inferior to the right clavicular area, period. There was an extremely large inverted half circular scar involving the right upper thorax where the nerve transplant surgery occurred, period. There was a small circular, there were several small circular scars involving the right knee, period. There was total paralysis noted involving the right shoulder and right elbow, period. There was severe paralysis of the right wrist with only 5% of flexion of the right wrist present, period. There was minimal flexion of all five fingers with no dexterity and no significant beneficial mobility noted, period. There was atrophy of muscles of the entire right arm, period. There was diffuse atrophy of the right anterior shoulder muscles as well as the posterior shoulder muscles, period. There was tenderness and diminished sensation involving the right clavicular area, period. ENT examination revealed a deviated nasal septum, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the thyroid was unremarkable, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed flexion diminished by 10 degrees, comma, extension diminished by 12 degrees, comma, side bending by 20 degrees on the left, comma, 18 degrees on the right, comma, rotation by 8 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength noted in the cervical area. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. In the thoracic area, there was paravertebral muscle spasm tenderness noted, period. Examination of the lumbar area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right knee revealed 10% swelling, period. Range of motion was diminished with flexion lacking 36 degrees of function, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance of the right knee, period. There was significant weakness of the right knee, period. Neurological examination revealed no sensation below the right elbow with majorly diminished sensation of the right upper arm, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, but there was a minimal slight right neck bruit, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right brachial plexus injury with pan right brachial plexopathy, comma, arm paralysis, comma, avulsion of the cervical nerve root, comma, and right shoulder injury, period. This has resulted in surgery of an intercostal nerve transfer on March 17th of 2023 that was a failure, period. Number two, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, hemorrhage, comma, radiculopathy, comma, displaced fractures, the right transverse processes of C5, 6, 7, comma, and right vertebral artery trauma and occlusion, period. Number three, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and internal derangement, period. Next number, concussion, comma, head injury, comma, subarachnoid hemorrhage, comma, epidural hemorrhage, comma, and displaced nasal spine fracture. Next number, thoracic trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, fracture of the right transverse processes of T1, T2, comma, right-sided multi-level transverse process fractures of the lower cervical and upper thoracic spine, period. Next number, displaced and comminuted right clavicular fracture. Next number, right arm trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, fractured ulna and radius, comma, and right distal radial fracture, period. Next number, right fifth metacarpal fracture. Next number, multiple fractured ribs. Next number, chest trauma with cardiac and pulmonary complications, including hemorrhage and contusions. Next number, mesenteric contusions. Next number, intractable severe pain, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the severe, and I emphasize severe, motorcycle slash automobile workman's compensation injury of July 1st of 2022 period. New paragraph. At this time, I will attempt to render impairment ratings, period. There are multiple body parts that were traumatized and permanently impaired, period. I am going to render impairment ratings that are fairly significant on the four greatest injuries, period. His impairment rating would be significantly higher if I rated the additional areas, but this will give a ballpark minimal impairment reference for this individual, period. In reference to the right brachial plexus, utilizing table 15-20, the patient qualifies for an 88% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 53% whole body impairment, period. This injury in particular has resulted in severe intractable pain, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing table 16-3, the patient has a 12% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 6% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the pain, utilizing table 3-1, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. The impairment rating scale only allows for a maximum of 3%, which is really a travesty in this case because the patient has severe intractable pain that really would quantify higher than 3%, period. When we use the combined value charts, combining these four impairment ratings, the patient has a 59% whole body impairment rating as a result of this motorcycle work injury of July of 2022, period. As I stated earlier, the patient really has a higher whole body impairment, but I would have to go into multiple areas and multiple computations, and his number would be somewhat higher than this 59%, period. Also, as the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his right knee, cervical, and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Presently, he is on observation for optimistic return of some movement of his right arm, period. I do not feel that this is likely at all to happen, period. Enough time has transpired since his surgery, and there is diffuse atrophy of the arm with loss of function, both motor and sensory, period. It is my feeling that the patient in the future will need definitive amputation of his entire right arm, period. Ongoing medication will cost approximately $175 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will need a right knee replacement down the road, but it would be partially contributed to by arthritis, but this automobile accident would be a major contributing factor, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A knee brace would cost $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A cane would cost $175 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A motorized wheelchair may be a consideration down the road, period. some nerve blocks and injections in his neck would cost approximately $3,500, period. New paragraph. I want to emphasize that this was an extremely severe and one of the more serious automobile slash motorcycle accidents that I have seen in a survivor in the entire 44 years that I have been in practice, period. The patient has severe intractable severe pain, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.